program. Welcome to Wednesday, the 22nd of May. This is a powerful day. It will be. I assure you, things will change for you today. It is different. You'll feel different at the end of the day than you do at the beginning of the day. Can't tell you any more about it than that. I just feel it in my bones that there will be revelations and perhaps a revolution in what's going on in your life. See if that isn't the case 24 hours from now when I tell you, hey, it's 7 after the hour and it's Thursday, the 23rd of May. No, it isn't. It is now Wednesday, and Roberta Fasanelli, who's our Queen of Chief, is going to tell us what we're going to help you with in terms of saving money today. Big time, big deals!
Oh, we got some great reading programs from Barnes & Noble for the kids this summer, and we got little paper dolls you can cut out. Remember those? Free Origins
Flat
moisturizer.
Stanley.
A coffee maker, super, super cheap, and a great deal on Papa John Pizza.
Wow.
Super, super.
Super, super.
Super duper. All right, there's the voice of Jennifer Horn, who has the television report, which I promise today will be exclusive and extensive.
And exquisite.
And exquisite as well.
Exquisite.
Yeah.
I will tell you who won Dancing with the Stars last night.
Really? So that's all over?
Oh, yes, it's all over. Plus a little ESPN gossip. I'll recap the voice for you. And let's see, what else do we have? Oh, Oscar news. A lot of stuff.
Oscar.
Sinbad? I mean, come on.
Sinbad. Oscar.
Oscar meets Sinbad.
Well, where did he get that name? Does anybody know where that? How he got that name?
Well, see, one day he sinned badly, so his mom called him Sinbad.
Maybe that was his favorite movie when he was a kid.
We have a lot of things that are working today news-wise, and of course, as you become aware of, our job here is to bring you the most informative overview of what's going on in the world, not just the same stuff that gets hacked and slashed by the big news guys. Yep, we have. There was a tornado in Oklahoma. Yep, there are sadly 20-some-odd people who are dead. Yep, a lot of damage and destruction. Yep, a lot of people are going to work hard to put it back together again and hope that they won't have the same thing a couple of years from now that they've had three times in the last 14 years. And the crisscross, this is what I find fascinating, looking on the Weather Channel as to the plot, the path of the tornado and how it hit the same mark three times.
Yeah.
Within like 2 miles. Yeah. Just blow it out. And then you wonder, okay, what's going on in Moore, Oklahoma? Seems to be this kind of focus. I do not find that to be the most important story of the day, however. What I find to be more intriguing is the Apple company being scrutinized for doing what? For running the business the important, intelligent way. What people in America are not understanding, this is not un-American. This is the way it's done because of the way the government is screwing with these big companies. Richie has much more passion attached to this than anybody else I know. So I'm going to let him charge into it. But yesterday it was pretty interesting, the testimony.
It just drives me crazy. Basically, Tim Cook from Apple has been called to Washington, D.C. to defend his running of his corporation.
From what?
Which any corporation from, they're not calling it tax evasion. They're calling it tax avoidance.
It isn't tax evasion.
Because it is not tax evasion.
No.
And Tim Cook is like, listen, we are a worldwide company. Many of our holdings are held worldwide in Europe and in Asia and everywhere. So, you know, of course, we have money over there, and we don't pay taxes on it because we pay taxes on it over there. I don't know why Tim Cook even showed up in Washington yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He has not been charged with anything. They have not been told that they have done anything illegal. All this is the politicians mad because they can't get a hold of all of Apple's money to tax it. If I were Tim Cook, I would have sent them a letter saying, listen, I'm busy. Have a good day. Talk to my lawyers. I don't even know why he humored
probably
them.
Probably for public relations reasons.
Yeah, but
that's what I think, too.
It comes off. John McCain, shame on you.
Shame on you, John McCain. Yeah.
I expect it from Carl Levin. Okay?
No, maybe you do.
I kind of expect
arrogant
it from John McCain.
Smirk.
You know, why not take this opportunity to say, as a politician, we've got a broken tax policy,
yeah,
and we want to work with you Tim Cook of Apple, to figure out why you are putting a lot of your money in European holdings so that you are taxed less over there on your money than you are here. What can we do to get you to bring that money back here so that we can make money on it
this
and
is
you
how
save a little bit of money? But they
sick.
Don't do that.
No. And instead, Carl Levin, in his arrogance,
with his
snotty,
glasses halfway yeah. down his nose, I'd love to just smack those glasses off of his
well,
face one day.
That puts you in the same league.
No.
He says that Apple avoided paying $9 billion in taxes, which is $25 million a day, $1 million an hour.
Wouldn't you?
That's a lie. Carl Levin is a liar. And Cook says that he's become the largest corporate income tax payer in the history of the country. They paid $7 billion in taxes so these fools could waste it. And yet these guys, you're right, Richie, Cook should have just said to them, get lost. He brought with him three executives from Apple explaining what their tax plan is, what they do to defer, if you will, and own offshore entities, mostly in Ireland. It's because they do business all around the world. Interesting. Now, listen to this.
Here's the Bloomberg headline on this.
Yeah.
Apple taxes expose rotten U.S. code.
Right. Okay. Mm. Listen to this.
That's Bloomberg.
Yeah. Here's Senator Rand Paul, who sided with Apple, saying that he was appalled at the nature of the hearing.
Yep.
I'm offended, he said, by a $4 trillion government bullying, berating, and badgering one of America's greatest success stories. He said if anybody ought to be on trial, it should be Congress. God love that guy.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Those
listen,
damn fools.
Here's from the Bloomberg piece, okay? Just a sentence pretty much sums up what I was just thinking. If an overhaul fails to advance, lawmakers should revise foreign income rules separately. By one estimate, the Treasury is losing $90 billion a year as a result of multinational companies shifting income overseas to avoid higher taxes.
Nobody
here.
Wants to be an American company anymore because the tax structure is so rotten, is
very
so corrupt, is so screwed up. Why would you, people say, well, there are no jobs in America. Why the hell do you think there are any jobs in America? Because the government has screwed up yet again in the arrogance that is a 66,000-page document aimed at, you hear all these guys, well, this company doesn't pay any taxes. They don't pay any taxes because they're allowed not to pay any taxes. And here we have this company, which is the most valuable asset in the world, and we're giving them a hard time.
And all they're trying to do is drive them more
away
of the country.
So you and I have to pay more nickels, dimes, and quarters in to keep this corrupt system going. It is time for a revolution. If not in thinking and elsewhere. This is the kind of stuff, when people
see
how the IRS is so anxious to go chase around some of their political opponents, and you see the incredible, I mean, the fact that they were stupid enough to bring this to everybody's attention under the guise of, well, we're going to get them because they're screwing America.
But
they aren't at all. America will wake up and say, how dare they?
Roberta, I mean, you and I are about as politically on the other side of the fence as you can get. But right, I know you well enough to know that we're probably on the same side
absolutely.
Of the fence. Okay.
Absolutely.
So if you see this and I see this, because we and Doug and Jennifer, we all look at this as business people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's money out there that should be coming to
refocused
us.
To the U.S.
And jobs.
That,
mm-hmm.
And
that
jobs.
We're
right?
not getting. How can we, in a business, you say, how can I get that money?
Yeah.
Instead of not. Well, slapping somebody on the wrist and saying, I'm going to force you, or...
Well, the reason why they're doing it is because they're running for political office, and, they want to be in the paper for their constituents to show that they're doing something in Congress.
Nothing. Except
it's all a show. The whole thing
it just
is
makes
show.
So much sense to seemingly everybody but them.
Wake up, America, to what's going on. Wake up, America. It's 17 after. Roberta gives us the Queen of Cheap report in a moment here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Send us away. Happy, Roberta.
Let's start with the Barnes & Noble reading program. If you've got kids this summer from grades 1 to 6, if they read 8 books and complete the reading log, they can bring it to Barnes & Noble between May 25th and September 3rd, and they'll get free books. So it's a great way to encourage your kids to read.
Huh.
Origins at the cosmetic company. They have a free ginseng moisturizer. Jen, they say it's supposed to be like an espresso for your face, whatever that means.
My face loves espresso, so that's perfect.
Indeed. And speaking of coffee, if you're in the market for a new coffee maker, or you know what, you got parties and things coming up, and sometimes you want that extra coffee maker, so you have that extra pot of coffee for everybody, Best Buy has one on sale for $4.99, including free shipping. That's cheaper than just buying one of those glass carafes, you know, then when you break them, you got to buy another one. You just get an entire coffee maker for $5. Papa John's, you get 50% off a large pizza. We at DougStephan.com have the secret coupon code for you. You got to go online and check it out. And remember, if you're a certain age, like I am, remember when you used to be able to cut out paper dolls and cut out their outfits with the little tabs, and then you'd put the little outfits with the little tabs around the paper dolls and dress them up? Well, you can still do that, and you can print them out, guess what, on your computer printer. So you can go and print those out. We had the link for you, and have some old-fashioned fun with your kids. I used to love cutting those things out. I bet you did, too.
I did. Richie and I played with dolls when we were kids.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure Jen has no idea.
I do know, actually.
Oh, you
remember blowing up your G.I. Joe doll when you were a little boy, Doug?
No, I didn't have one.
Making him drop out of a tree.
It didn't exist. I was a Roy Rogers guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Sasha Allen and Chris Thomas on The Voice last night. A great song.
Why you look so sad? Tears are in your eyes. You don't even come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you.
Pretenders version of this, just to compare.
Let me see.
From The Voice last night, this is Shakira with Sasha Allen, Chris Thomas. We have the winner. You're going to announce it in the next half hour, right? Or I'm sorry, the eliminated parties you'll
right.
announce,
mm-hmm.
and the winner of Dancing with the Stars you'll have for us, Jennifer.
I have that too. Yes.
Next half hour, Richie. Do you have that? I think we have.
As a matter of fact, I do. Right.
Do right. Yeah. What a great. Listen to the lyric line.
I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. So, if you're mad, get mad.
Chris Hine has such an amazing voice.
Ability to tell the story. Tell Rush Limbaugh not to use her music.
Right, he wrote it. He forked up a pretty good check, so they don't have to worry.
Yeah. But the lyric, the content of this song is so great for anybody who's in love or who loves and you feel strongly about taking care. We all, Richie wants to take care of his wife and his family. And this is, I think this is more aimed at the wife or the husband, frankly, or the person you're most close to. Let's just listen to a few seconds of the lyric line. So, some neat romantic thoughts and good music as well. The Doug Stanford Good Day program. I also want to know in the next half hour from you, think about this for a moment. We'll have time for Jennifer. Would you want to know if you had a serious illness? Went to the doctor. You're feeling great, right? Just think about this. You feel terrific. Go for your annual checkup and, my God, doctor finds something. And if there isn't a cure for this.
What a terrible name for a doctor.
What?
Dr. Find something.
That's terrible.
I hadn't thought about that, Richie. Anyway, we'll talk about that. And drones are in the news again. That's coming up on Good Day.
All more next time with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Your dog hates the car. Well, I'll tell you why. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in the car was to go to the doctor, have your body probed, and receive a shot with a big, long needle? I know you have to drag me into the car kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress, the stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on the occasion a car trip to the park? Here's what I suggest doing. Make your car very pet friendly. Put the dog in the car. Just sit there for 5 minutes. They listen to the radio and hang out. Then take the dog and visit some of his best friends, whether it be another dog or grandma or its uncle. Make sure the car is a positive experience for your pet. And I want you to understand, the reason dogs bark so much when they're in the car is they see the other cars as prey and they want to chase them. So don't overcorrect them. Make the car a fun place for you, a fun place for your pet, and everyone will enjoy the ride. I'll more next time. A long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The
9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Already a good day, and we're proving it every second, every minute, every hour, every day of the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here with the television report. I almost said Roberta Fasanelli, and she can't do the television report.
What do we ought to swap, Roberta? I can be the queen of cheap, and you can be the TV girl.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do about you? Kenny can swap with who, Richie or me? Ken Kessler can become me. I can become him.
Yeah.
I don't think that will work out too well. By the way, Kenny, what's going on with our Facebook.com/Good Day Show site and Twitter in terms of some of the discussion items that are making it big today?
William, Tom, Amy, John, Peter, and Judy all say it's time to get rid of the IRS.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Round of applause for them. I want
to
also acknowledge Adele Toomey, who's listening in Lowell, Michigan. How do
is
you
she
do?
Rolling in the deep? Is that the Adele?
No.
Oh.
But by the way, why do I have Adele in my mind? Oh, I know. Our video of the day today. I knew I was remembering something. This is the other night, truth be told, we're having dinner. Meredith and I are having dinner. And she loves to go. She has her iPad on all the time. She gets music out of it. She has learned. She says, oh, I'm not very good at this. She's actually brilliant at making the thing hum. And she finds all of this stuff. And she says, come here, I want you to see this. And it's the video of the day today, the rescue dog who has a favorite song from Adele. And he sings... He sings along with Adele. There is audio to it, and we'll play it a little bit later on, but you got to see it. The dog is the cutest thing. What a great face on this dog. How many of our videos, if we ever did this study, Kenny, how many of our videos involve animals in some way, shape, or form? I bet half of them do.
Well, they include humans, almost all of them.
Well, okay. Right. Thank you, Richie, for being specific.
Non-human animals.
And the dogs, for example. Yeah. Most of them, the well, dogs,
hey, listen, people love it's a long-proven fact that kids and animals rule video.
Yeah.
You don't have to look any further than Kids Say the Darndest Things,
mm-hmm.
and then YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much YouTube is, I can't say the third thing it is. But kittens and kids.
Yeah.
Doggies. Fun. My kids love watching the Purina videos and America's Funniest Home Videos.
Dogs,
my two favorite
dogs,
things to watch.
Dogs. All right, let's do a 2020 history quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Swell
ready.
Prize for the first person who gets the answer right at 888-302-3684. Mao Zedong, Casanova, and Adolf Hitler all worked as what at one time in their lives? I'll give you four choices. You pick the one that is correct, and you get the Swell Doug Steffen Prize. Mao Zedong, Casanova, and Adolf Hitler all worked as what? A baker, a librarian, an accountant, or a butcher? 888.
I think this is maybe kind of a tasteless question now.
302.
Just don't know.
Good try, Jennifer. 888-302-3684. Mao Zedong, Casanova, and Adolf Hitler worked at one point in their lives as a baker, a librarian, an accountant, or a butcher. All of them had that in common. They had this one job at one point in their lives. Which one was it? Were they bakers, librarians, accountants, or butchers? Mao Zedong.
Just not together.
No, exactly. 888-302-3684.
Hi, guys. Have fun storming the castle.
All right, not much help, but thanks, Richie. Anyway, 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, the official announcement was made, and perhaps the president will address this in his discussion of national defense today, announcing that the Pentagon will take over most of the drone operations being run by the CIA. So what does that mean?
What
the president is going to address national defense today, and he is expected to say, as a matter of fact, Jay Carney told reporters yesterday that he will use the speech to address two things: Guantanamo Bay and the proliferation of drones and shifting responsibility, because they don't think the CIA has it together. So, duh.
He didn't say that.
No, he didn't say that, but that's why they're doing this. So does that mean that it's better to have the Pentagon, do they have their act together? Remember the other day when we found out that there were 800,000 civilians employed by the Department of Defense that are going to go on furlough for 11 days to save money because of sequester? How many people knew there were 800,000
That's awesome.
Civilians.
Not this girl.
Working in the Pentagon.
Didn't know.
So they got all these people.
Not all in the same place.
No, not at the Pentagon. These are contractors for the Pentagon. Yeah, these are
for the Pentagon.
Right. They'd probably
not in the building.
You'd never
be able to get to Washington. It'd take the traffic jam be all day.
Yeah, there's only 700,000 people that live in the Washington area. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So anyway. Other than food for thought, more tomorrow, because the discussion will be after the president makes the announcement today. I'm just giving you a little heads up. Okay? Is that all right? Also, let me go around the room here.
One second. How long do you think it is before a drone is not a drone? Before a drone is actually...
A drone is not a drone.
When he becomes a talk show host.
Yeah, really. A drone is like a bluebird sitting on a tree outside your house.
Oh, very nice.
You mean like the tree cell phone towers? Just become part of the land?
Yes. No. Where they actually disguise drones, where they can actually make flies.
Oh, the way they disguise cell towers and they think they look like pine trees, but they really look like toilet brushes.
Right.
Yeah. Is there an echo in here?
Exactly that.
That's it.
But before, I mean, you know, we look up in the sky, we see a drone, it's a drone. But we look up in the sky and we see a bird. Oh, it's a bird.
It's a bird.
It's
but
a plane.
That bird is a camera.
Oh, it's Superman.
That bird has a microphone in it.
Mm-hmm. What if they're growing birds with microphones and cameras in them?
Exactly. See? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, well.
Proceed.
I wanted to go around the room and get a quick feeling, the sort of pulse of the room, if you will. If you had a serious illness and didn't know it, but then it was discovered, the doctor tells you, unfortunately, you have younger disease, and there's no cure for
the dreaded younger disease.
Younger.
I hate that.
I had a bout of that.
I love that.
It was the younger disease.
That's a figure of speech, of course. So, honestly, though, Richie, doctor says,
absolutely.
Hey, Rich, you got
100%.
younger, and there's no cure.
Bring it.
You want to know?
Yep.
Okay. Roberta?
Oh, absolutely want to know.
You want to know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, but what if there's no cure? What is it going to do?
Doesn't matter. I still want to know.
Really?
Yeah.
Kenny, what about you?
Plan.
Yeah, I want to know.
You want to know. Really?
Guess what? This girl's disagreeing with you people.
You don't want to know?
I want to know if there's a cure, but if I had a choice and if I had some horrible illness and I didn't and there was no cure, I would not want to know, no. Because I think it, you know what, I try to live my life without regrets anyway. So if I had, it would be no different other than the fact that I'd be worrying and not enjoying my life because I'd be trying to get everything in order and I just know how I am. So, no, I don't want to know. Just let me drop.
Okay.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, you know, I try to do the right things anyway, so why would it? I wouldn't change my behavior other than add to my stress and anxiety. No way.
Well, I would.
Well, I would change.
Why would you want to put your family through that? This is my last Christmas. This is my. Please.
Just because I know this is my family.
This is my updated will. This is my savings account information.
If you're doing the right things anyway, and you take care, if you live responsibly, and you have everything taken care of, it shouldn't be a problem.
You would spend your money differently and prepare differently, knowing that I only have a year to get this all in line.
No.
As opposed to I have 20 years.
See, the difference is that you have a family and I don't. So for me right now, the answer would be no. I would just rather jump. Why would I want to put my parents through the fact that they know that my last Christmas is going to be my last Christmas, and then we all have to sit around
crying? But you don't have to tell them.
But I would.
Why?
Why would? Because I'm like that.
You not only want to fool yourself, you want to fool them as well.
Yes. For their own safety and well-being, absolutely.
No.
Why would you want to cry all the way through and be dramatic on your last Christmas?
But you don't have to tell them that it's your last one.
You've been a nice girl all your life.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to just take a year and just go crazy? I'm going to Vegas every weekend. I'm doing this. I'm going here. I'm going to date the guys I never wanted to date because I thought they were jerks.
I don't know.
Why not?
See, it could either go that way, or I could sit around going, oh, this is the last minute I've ever got. And I could sit there and worry. I know I'm a worrier by nature. It's my habit.
Yeah,
so,
are.
And my my hobby. So, yeah.
I would pull the Jerry Lewis.
List of hobbies. I'm a worrier.
I'm a worrier.
Jerry Lewis had the swordfish.
I like to sit at home and worry.
What was the movie where Jerry Lewis thought he was dying?
He's a jerk.
And he wasn't
it's
really
called
dying.
The jerk.
No,
it?
It's not called the jerk. It's so he goes out and he gets all these credit cards. He just has just this amazing year, and it ends up the prognosis was wrong. He wasn't dying, but on this fishing trip, he got speared by a swordfish. Now he's going to die anyway.
Great.
So underrated.
This is good food for thought today. I'm wondering what will come about as you have this discussion with your family and friends. Rich is in Monterey, California. Welcome to Good Day, Rich. Hey, Rich.
Ooh, right back at you.
He just got some bad news from his doctor, apparently.
Doctor find something?
He's got the dreaded younger disease. All right, in a moment. I'm going to give you the answer in a moment to this question. Mao Zedong, Casanova, Adolf Hitler worked at one of these four jobs at one stage in their lives, not together. Baker, librarian, accountant, butcher, the answer coming up. Plus, Jennifer reports on important things going on in the world of television here on Good Day.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Less than 10% of patients rejected for a liver transplant are referred to for palliative care, which aims to reduce pain and stress. This is according to a study presented this week at the Digestive Disease Week, a large international gathering of doctors and researchers. Researchers were surprised to find that only 3% of patients in the study died in hospice care, according to Dr. Constantine Karvalis, lead investigator of the study.
Our findings highlight a group of patients in need. We've got to be better about ensuring quality of life for these patients who are rejected for a liver transplant.
Palliative care is one way to address quality of life and can help avoid costly procedures and hospital readmissions.
80% of the patients in our study require repeat hospital readmissions and invasive procedures. This data helps to start the conversation on how we can make a positive difference in the lives of many patients and families.
For more information about the study in Digestive Disease Week, visit ddw.org.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, before we get to the television report, you think we get the answer to our 2020 history quiz?
You can try.
Let's try it. Rich called us back. Rich, what's your answer?
Were they butchers?
They were, I suppose, in a manner of speaking.
Yes.
Well, Casanova wasn't, so he didn't have that. But the other two, you might make that argument. All right, Ray is in Louisiana. Hi, Ray.
Hey, morning. How y'all doing?
We're fine, thank you. What do you think the answer is?
Answer to what?
Oh, he's calling up on what would you want to know?
Yay!
Do you want to know youngest and you want to know, right?
I would want to know, but I would also want to know what I am to expect my health to deteriorate to.
Mm-hmm. You want to know how bad it's
going
to get?
Are you going to all of a sudden, just lose use of your limbs, or are you going to use,
right?
Are your bowel's going to fail on you or something like that.
One can hope.
That
sounds great.
All right, Ray. Thank you. Glad to know what it is that is a priority for you. That's
wow.
Good.
So not only does he want to know, he wants the gory details.
Mao Zedong, Casanova, and Adolf Hitler all worked as librarians at one point in time in their lives.
Got to watch out for those librarians.
All right, let's get to the television report.
Quiet ones.
Big stuff. Who won? Who lost? What's going on, Jen?
Well, let's start with Dancing with the Stars because they ended their season last night. The big winner was Kelly Pickler and her professional partner, Dirk Hough, who's won like every season that he's on, I swear. That guy wins all the time. But she was really good. She beat out the final three were Jacoby Jones and then Disney star Zendaya. Jacoby Jones went home first, earliest in the evening, and then Zendaya and Kelly Pickler were the two remaining at the end, and Kelly Pickler was the big winner, so congratulations to her for her lovely mirror ball trophy. Last night on The Voice, good news for the original coaches, Blake Shelton. Shelton had another great week. He still has three of his team members. Danielle, Holly, and the Swan brothers were all safe. Also, Adam Levine kept three of his team members. Amber, Sarah, and Judith were all safe. Usher and Shakira not faring so well, however. The two that went home, one from Team Usher, one from Team Shakira, and each of them only have one contestant left. So Chris Thomas went home from Team Shakira. Josiah Hawley went home from Team Usher. He was so hot, by the way. And the only ones left, Shakira has Sasha Allen, and Team Usher has only Michelle Shamuel left. So they're going to have to make sure that those people are performing at high gear. Carol Burnett had some good news. She was honored with the Mark Twain Prize for American Comedy. She's the 16th person to win the honor, which has gone to Tina Fey, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Ferrell, Bill Cosby, and George Carlin. The ceremony will air on PBS, and not until October, October 30th. You can check it out then. Mark it on your calendars. Simon Cowell made it official yesterday. Kelly Rowland and Paulina Rubio will join him and Debbie Lovato on the X Factor judging panel. And big news out of ESPN today. It looks like they're doing a big round of layoffs. Some rumors say up to 400 staffers will be let go at ESPN. People are saying that the insiders say that number might be a little high, but it definitely will be in the
too much sports.
Yeah,
in a sense, I mean, it's getting over. Like everything else, it'll get overdone. And by the way, this detail, Ray Manzarek from The Doors is still dead. It's 51 so past the hour on Good Day.
So is Hendrix is gone still. Jim Morrison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesdays is Prince Spaghetti Day. Oh, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. How could I forget my pal Warren? Who's here to discuss your dog, your cat, your pet. I'm going to have Warren, if he hasn't already. He's very good, Richie, though, about checking out our website. So he's probably already seen our video of the day. Rev, the rescue dog, who gets into this rendition of an Adele song, and he sings along with Adele. You want to see something really cute. How capable is your dog of doing the same sort of thing? We'll find out from Warren in a moment. Plus, an idea to help students at school involving the pets. That's up and coming next here on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Speaking of help, I don't know anybody in the world who's more helpful when it comes to feelings and understanding love than Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country every weekend. The funerals that people are having for their pets One wonders. I was talking about off the air. Peaches, the prized grand dame of the farm, more or less had a service for her in February when we had to put her to sleep. And certainly people have them now more than ever for dogs and cats and that sort of thing. What does that mean, Warren? Why are we so much more into this thing now than we ever have been?
Well, take a look at the names we give our pets, okay? When I was growing up years ago, Doug, every dog in America was Queenie, Whitey, right. Prince, and Duke.
Frisky. My dog was Frisky.
Now the dogs are named Sam, Harry, and Saul. Sounds like Charlotte. A poker game on a Friday night, okay? So here's the bottom line. People that give their pets names are more accepting of their pets as part of the family. So when they move on to that Rainbow Bridge, they want to say goodbye in a way they feel is more comfortable for themselves. And having a funeral or memorial service, I think, is a great idea. It's the same work for people. I think it just kind of distracts them a little bit over their loss and helps them get through that time. I think you're going to see more and more of it. And they're elaborate. I mean, the services, the caskets available, it's an elaborate service because people are more accepting of their pets as part of the family.
Jennifer, Richie, Kennedy, you all know what the reference to Rainbow Bridge is, right?
Of course. Yeah. The poem.
Mm-hmm. It was a poem. It's really...
Right.
By talking about having your heartstrings.
When our dog died, my son set up a memorial in the living room where he stacked up sofa cushions and put a flag in the middle of it. And then behind the flag, he put a fan that was blowing the flag and then a picture of the dog.
Wow. That's really cool. That's really cool.
It was fun.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Warren, have you seen our video of the day today, the dog that is singing to the Adele song?
Doug, it's 5 to 5 where I am. Have I seen anything yet this morning? I did happen to catch a piece of it, and I loved it. I love it, but I think it would be a lot better if it wasn't an Adele song.
Why? What's wrong with Adele?
Oh, she's great, but, you know, more like a Jim Morrison song I would have.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
a little better, yeah.
All right. There's a court decision looming that may allow your son or daughter to bring pets to school. Is this a good idea, bad idea, Warren?
I think it's a good idea, provided the pets can get the care they need. Because let's face it, when you're away at school, generally for kids, it's the first time they're going off to college, the stress, the anxiety, the peer pressure. I think they need that non-demanding, that non-judgmental relationship that they can only have with the pets. So I think it's a great idea. What a lot of schools are doing, though, that are allowing this is the kids or a group of kids will go out and adopt a pet from a local shelter and guarantee that one of the kids will take it home when they graduate or at the end of the semester. So I think it's a good idea. It helps them with their exams, and it increases their grade average. So, yeah, go for it.
Do you think a college dorm is a healthy place for a dog to live?
A lot healthier than what a kid's living there.
I would tell you, Charlotte started...
Don't eat the pizza on the floor.
Charlotte, my English bulldog, started life as Brendan's pal in college. His final year of college, Charlotte lived with him on the campus at Trinity and then went with him for 3 years, various places in New York, and wherever else he lived, being in college, that's how she learned how to socialize.
It's just hard to find a cap and a gown to fit a dog.
Actually. Yeah, right. It's hard to find one to fit Brendan, actually. It took a long time. 59 F.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.